T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on The Score.
So we're getting ready to go to Arizona to do some spring training. We're going. I know Bernstein and McKnight is going. And Mitch posed, instead of getting a hotel, let's get a house. Let's get, you know, an Airbnb, The Score Chateau.
Hey, baby! I like this kind of party!
He just sent a listing to us. The headline of this listing says, $500,000 pool with lazy river.
Let's go on the water slide.
I can't fit. I'm afraid I'll get stuck. I'll just go on the lazy river.
But, Dad!
No, son. This is the life I've chosen.
7 bedrooms, 11 beds, sleep 16 guests. This pool lights up.
Light it up, folks.
Guess who else is going to be in a Speedo when The Score goes to spring training next month? I got a text from Mully during the break. Consider us in.
What happens?
What? When people stop being polite
and start getting real.
And there's a new addition to the list.
Okay.
Yeah. Grobber called Mitch. He wants a piece of this.
Stop.
Grobber wants in.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Instead of chicken salad, it becomes chicken soup.
Right,
which is always
right.
A good thing.
What's up, Lawrence?
Hello, men.
Lawrence Holmes, tell us. Tell us good news. Tell us you will be our Arizona housemate for the spring training Score broadcast. Second week of March, I believe.
Second week of March? You
first
guys are going
or second?
There?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So where's the house?
The house is in Scottsdale.
You're already living, right?
All day Score broadcast.
I think that's probably a great idea. You guys can have a lot of fun down there.
You keep saying you got.
I'm going to have to return some videotapes.
Conditional, yes.
Okay, you're going to go conditional, yes?
Yes,
awesome.
Conditional, yes.
My man, excellent. That's a success.
You can play it on the ball, yes!
And that's how you get a 16,000 square foot house in Scottsdale.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This hour on The Score brought to you by Family Hyundai. It is McNeil and Parkins at Cubs Convention, and our coverage is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. While at Cubs Convention, stop by Lizzie McNeil's Irish Pub next door to the Sheridan for Tito's specials all weekend long.
This place has been popping since we arrived shortly after noon today. Parkins, I knew people come from all over the country to this event, but I never would have guessed Cubs fans so committed to drive from Salt Lake City and be willing to sleep in a hallway on a hard tile floor so they can get 2 minutes with Joe Maddon and then turn around and go back to Utah. It's just remarkable to me, the commitment. There's a big part of me that thinks these are the most loyal, most dedicated, most wonderful fans of sports. And I said, man, go lead Elia. Don't you work?
Don't you have homes?
Don't you have homes? Exactly.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. Like, just the meet and greet is tomorrow, mid-morning through early afternoon. And they have their place in line, and they get their tickets, but there's only so many people who can get into the hour window for Joe Maddon, Chris Bryant, Baez, the most high-profile guys. So they had to sleep just in the hallway here overnight. And now, finally, that they have their place, they can leave.
Some are black and some are white. Ain't afraid to sleep on the floor tonight, rocking with the Cubbies in the USA, I guess. That was a really bad Mellencamp attempt.
Stretch.
Yeah, it was a stretch.
A little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. In terms of atmosphere and mood, this is not the group of Cubs fans that seem to be too concerned about lack of free agent moves or Joe Maddon lame duck or changing hitting coaches or that sort of thing. A lot of optimism if you're showing up for this 3-day event.
Is your perception of the vibe maybe distorted a little bit because you yourself have wanted news so badly, and I strongly suspect content related more than
Jonesing for news, Mac.
Right? I think that's what it is. I don't know if Joe and Mary, who are here from Evanston, have spent the whole week wondering why. You know, how come they haven't said anything? You know, just
I think that Cubs fans have been conditioned over the last few off seasons in the contention window. You signed Ben Zobrist for $56 million. You signed Jason Hayward to a mid nine figure contract. You Darvish to a mid nine figure contract. They've been spending money consistently, right? Cole Hamels $20 million, and so making a big trade, Eloy for Quintana. Like there have been a lot of off season moves. It hasn't
Quintana.
Just been the
you're welcome.
It hasn't just been the 97 win in the regular season average over the last 4 years. It's also been every single offseason since they started competing in 2015 that they've made at least one blockbuster trade or signing.
Right. They expect players to play back to their previous form, what the numbers on the back of the baseball card say. When you think about it, if you want to spin it, you could consider Cole Hamels an acquisition.
Tom Ricketts did when he was on with Molinar.
I didn't even hear him say that, but maybe that's spin control from him and from me. But when they got him, nobody expected, you know, at that time he would be part of 2019 because they were getting what they thought was end-of-the-line damaged goods. His earned run average, his previous five starts for the Rangers was in the, low 10s?
Yeah, it was in the double digits. Right, and then they ended up picking up his $20 million option.
So, right thing to do.
Of course. So undeniably, that's an addition or a signing or a move. It's a big contract that they gave out this year. I don't think that it's some sort of media fabrication to suggest that this has been a stagnant offseason for the Cubs and a different feeling about it. You read Ken Rosenthal or Jeff Passan or John Morosi or whomever, and they all talk about how, you know, this is just a year where the Cubs are not involved in the biggest names, and in the past three or four off seasons, they've at least been involved with the biggest names. They've at least made a cursory call on the biggest names, and that hasn't been the case this year, so it is different.
Guys who didn't produce last year got to get it done, bottom line. And if they don't, their asses might wind up somewhere else. And I have full confidence that Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer will do exactly what they did a year ago. If there are parts that they figure to be a part of a team that's going to play in late October aren't getting it done, they're going to go out and replace them. Last year, I don't know if enough has been made. Maybe that's not true because they didn't do anything with it other than make the wild card and get popped in a one-game situation. The moves they made along the way last year, to me, that's this administration's magnum opus for in-season adjustments.
I agree with you. It was, in some ways, it saved the season. Right, it turned the pitching staff around certainly with the Cole Hamels addition.
It's the Khalil Mack effect before the Khalil Mack effect.
Right, and they also
every starter stepped up and snapped out of their funk.
And they also committed money to guys who, you know, okay. So Tyler Chatwood was 3 years, $39 million, and they were banking on his peripherals outside of Coors Field, and they got nothing for him. That's a meaningful signing. But then Darvish and Morrow. Those are top-tier talents. Now, we knew that Darvish had questions based on the tipping pitches in the previous World Series, and we knew that Morrow had health concerns.
His history should have – we should have been the expectations shouldn't have been as high as they were with his history.
But when he pitched, he was awesome. And, you know,
he hurts himself pulling up his pants.
Well, there was that. And so, you know, now it's – but I was just saying, no one saw them going 0-3, right? What is that?
Right.
It's over $200 million in total contractual value given to three pitchers. And the team still won 95 games and was really talented. And it's the type of thing where, you know, they had a season that ultimately led to some of the most honest talk and straightforward talk about accountability that you could have. Now, no one has been fired other than hitting and pitching coaches, and no one's been traded. But Theo called it a reckoning. And they also now put themselves in a position.
This year is really a reckoning.
Reckoning.
Thank you. And now it's, if you don't perform, you'll be gone. And there is no magic free agent coming. Apparently, Chris Bryant's meeting the beat reporters upstairs right now, and he said, and he's obviously good friends with Bryce Harper, he said flatly and directly that Bryce Harper isn't signing with the Cubs. It's not happening. Okay. Joe said it. They've all talked about it. Okay. Like, how many times do we need to hear it?
I don't, you know, until Coy Hill says it, I'm not buying.
We can make that happen. We could be the show that makes that happen. I would think. No. We don't want to talk to Chris. We want to talk to Coy Hill about the additions. But it's just a weird feeling because I know, and just from talking to some Cubs fans today, but I'll just speak for me personally, I know what when we get there opening day, assuming health, and you see Lester, Hendricks, Darvish, Quintana, Hamels as your five-man rotation, and you see a lineup with Baez, Bryant, Rizzo in the top, you know, three of the top four spots, you're not going to have a hard time talking yourself into this team having a shot to win 95 games.
I hear you. I think the catcher and his lack of productivity the second half of the season, same thing with Schwarber, are offensively speaking my biggest worries for this team in 2019. And Bryant's shoulder, which did not get operated on this offseason, to my surprise. I was convinced there was a tear. I was wrong. Glad I was wrong. He's going to be okay. Rizzo will be okay. I just think those two have got to swing the bat better, and they should be okay.
Right. If anybody has a breakout like Baez did last year, and then everyone else plays to their level, they'll be fine. They'll be great.
They'll be fine. They'll be flying around.
Bryant had the worst year of his career by far. Rizzo had a bad start and still finished with a like 850 OPS and 30 bombs and 100 RBI, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mid-20s home runs and 100 RBI. And Baez finished second in the MVP. So if Rizzo gives you his normal 30 and 100, Bryant plays back to his level, and Baez somehow sustains it, that's just a hell of a foundation. It really is.
It's tall order for Baez to sustain it. If he can rival it, I think you call it a win.
Agreed. Completely.
As crazy good as it was last year. A couple of texters have some interesting follow-up on the Arizona trip when we have time to get to
them. Let's get to it right now.
Okay, as I mentioned, my 81-year-old high school journalism teacher who lives up in Sedona, and a texter suggests that I have her make the drive down I-17 and have company with Grobber.
Oh, that's interesting.
Grobber's married at the time, right? He's got a...
Yes.
I think Robert has got a wife, yeah, and a pile of exes.
A girlfriend who he does his
travels
with. Okay,
all right, so he's out. Bruce Levine.
Well, Bruce will be in Arizona the whole time, so...
Yeah, so Bruce and Barbara. It's got a nice ring to it, doesn't Bruce and Barbara?
Well, we'll be out in Arizona soon enough with the whole station, and this guy will be too. I believe we have Kyle Schwarber with us from upstairs at the Sheridan. Kyle,
Schwarbs!
Thank you for the time, man. How you doing?
What's going on, guys? How are you guys doing?
Everything is good. You know what? One of our many things that made us gnash teeth last year, Kyle, was... we had you in the home run derby at 8-1. We had $100 on you, and they didn't play it fairly. They didn't do it according to the rules, man. Were you as pissed as we were?
I wasn't. It is what it is. You know, it is what it is. I had fun with it, and I got tired. I got tired at the end, and I put my best effort out there, and. Was just hoping he didn't beat me, but it didn't end up the way I wanted it, but had a lot of fun with it.
What we're saying is that Bryce Harper owes us $800.
Yep.
That's what we're saying.
Oh,
I got tired watching
you. Maybe after
this
offseason, he'll probably give it to you guys.
I got tired watching
exactly.
You, man. That has got to be physically one of the most grueling things that you could do in your sport.
Yeah, that's, it's tough. I mean, I'll tell you what, just with, 4 minutes of swinging full go, and, I know for a fact, I went, I think, all four rounds, or all three rounds, I think I went the 4 minutes plus. So, it was tough. Just trying to stay loose, but also not overdo it to where you're overworking yourself. And, I think that they're going to need to do something with that down the line. I just think it's a good recipe for someone to get hurt. But, you know, still a lot of fun for the fans.
Did it have lingering effects for you in the second half?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I could definitely see someone getting hurt during the event. You know, if someone's not stretched out all the way and, you know, they're swinging that much, you know, could pull an oblique or whatever it is.
We're talking to Kyle Schwarber at Cubs Convention. What was the coolest thing you did this offseason?
Man, I would say get engaged. I finally manned up after 8 years, so, marrying the, you know, girl I met in high school, love my life, so very excited about that.
8 years, you know, my brother and his toast, my best man toast at my wedding, because I was with my girlfriend for 5 years before we got married, he said I had delayed proposal syndrome, so what took you so long?
Exactly, that's what she kept saying to me, I don't know, man, shoot, just waiting for the right moment, finally got there.
When's the wedding?
It'll be in December of this coming year.
Just say yes to whatever her questions are about wedding planning, because wedding planning almost made us stop the wedding.
Exactly. Yo, I got things to focus on. I got some ball.
Yes. Be honest. Did you have any idea going into last season you would wind up turning in not a serviceable performance as an outfielder, but a damn good performance with the arm, with getting the balls people didn't know you had the ability to get to? We were amazed, man.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I put a lot of hard work into that, and you know, I was really really excited about being out there and playing the field. And you know, I think it was the very first game, actually. I think I had an error. And I actually tried to dive for a ball and slammed head first into the wall. And I think that was a little reality check of just being able to slow it down out there and just try to make the plays that you can make. So, you know, just kind of took that advice as the season went on, and it worked out.
I wound up saying something I never thought I would. You know, people get upset. The production isn't there in August. And I said, yeah, hey, back off. Back off of him. Look at what he does for your club defensively.
It's true.
Never thought I'd say that. Congratulations, man. Hard work. Oh, paying off.
Thank you.
Way to go.
Appreciate that. Got a good group around us, too, with the outfielders, and Will Venable, our outfielders coach, too. These guys are fun to look at and watch play. So I learn a lot from those guys every day.
Kyle, we're talking to Kyle Schwarber for another couple of minutes. McNeil and Parkins on the score. It's been an interesting offseason in terms of the moves or lack thereof, but also in terms of how Theo has talked, right? Like he said right after the year, the offense broke. He said next year it's going to be a reckoning. He said he's worked harder this offseason than ever before, trying to evaluate what went wrong. Do you feel pressure to perform, or maybe added pressure to perform, because of how last season ended?
Not at all. I think it's more motivation. It didn't go the way that we wanted it to go. I don't think it's just Theo who's thinking that. I think it's all of us. And just being able to be around guys, you know, being around them at Riz's wedding, being around them here right now, we're all looking forward to getting out to spring training and putting this all together and going out to battle and getting where we need to be.
What was the best story you can share from Rizzo's wedding?
It was very elegant. Let's just say everything was beautiful. That's probably the best story I could tell. They did a really good job. Really happy for Anthony and Emily. It was a beautiful wedding, well put on, and can't wait for to see what's in store for them.
As a football guy, you're never an ex-football guy. You're a football guy for life. Who do you like Sunday in the championship games?
Oh, okay. I thought we were going to go somewhere else. I think it's going to be Kansas City and New Orleans. I think that's who it's going to be. I don't know. It's going to be cold with Kansas City Pats, and you got Tommy Brady, the vet, but I think the young guy's going to pull it out there, and Drew Brees is Drew Brees.
All right, we got Kyle Schwarber down for Saints and Chiefs.
Where did you think I was going with the question? Is there with football?
Man, I've been getting questions asked about the about everything, so I don't know what you're talking about.
We're not looking to get you any gotcha questions, man, though I was curious on who the worst dancer on your squad was at the wedding.
I'm among the dozen guys who are, you know, around here who care about Indiana football, because I spent some time there in the mid-'80s covering the team. So, yeah, there I got a little Hoosier in me. Bill Mallory was the coach then.
I got you. I thought we were going to be talking about the Bears, but I'll say one thing about the Bears. I will say they had one heck of a season. I think they have one heck of a season, and one play shouldn't label them anything else than having a great season.
It was a hell of a year, and we're looking forward to seeing you in spring training and this Cubs season, man. Thank you for taking some time, all right?
Thanks, Schwartz.
Thank you all.
All right, that's Kyle Schwarber with us, and I think we're going to go to Kyle Hendricks in a minute.
The Karate Kid.
Yes, exactly. We get to finally ask Kyle Hendricks our karate questions. Shane, should I break and come back real quick, or do you think we should just hang out and he'll be there in a minute or two? All right, that's cool. He's ready now? Oh, beautiful. Kyle Hendricks with us now, McNeil and Parkins from Cubs Convention. How's it going, Kyle? Do we have Kyle Hendricks with us? Sounds like we might not.
Why don't we take a 60 and come back?
That sounds good.
Let's do it. We'll be right back on the Score Sports Radio 670.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, welcome back. Mack and Parkins on the Score, live at the Sheridan for Cubs Convention. And sorry for the confusion earlier, but we are now joined by Cubs pitcher Kyle Hendricks. How's it going, Kyle?
Great, guys. How are you guys doing?
Outstanding. Happy to be here. Happy to get a new season started. And we're guessing that you feel the same way, the way things ended so bitterly last year. How you been enjoying your offseason? What have you spent your time doing?
Yeah, just spent it kind of thinking about this year coming up, to be honest with you. Like you said, it was a little bit of a bitter taste in our mouth, so you do your usual things. You have to get away, spend a lot of time with family and catch up and get your rest, but I tell you what, you know, guys are really working hard, and you know, this Cubs convention always kind of the kickoff for us. We're all back together. It really, the excitement turns up, so we're ready to go and we can't wait for camp to start.
How's your golf game?
Golf game is non-existent. I haven't touched the club since March of last year, so I'm sure it'll happen one of these days coming up, because I am out in Arizona. But like I said, we're focused, you know, on getting ready for this year at this point.
So what are your personal goals? You're always trying to tinker with your approach and add something to your game.
Yeah, you know, last year it was an up and down year for me. Struggled in the beginning, just mechanically was off, wasn't making good pitches. But I really turned it around well and felt I pitched really well at the end of the year. So I tweaked, you know, I kept mostly the off-season plan the same, but I did a lot of mirror work, just, you know, mirror drills, just to keep the arm moving and keep that same mechanical feel that I had at the end of the year. And so when I started throwing again in December, it came back a lot quicker kind of than normal for me. So I feel like I'm in a good spot already, even though I haven't gone off the mound yet. But you're always just trying to learn more about yourself and change those small things if you can.
Yours is such an individual sport in so many ways, but it seemed when Cole Hamels was brought on board last year, all of you guys woke up. How do you explain that?
Yeah, I don't know. We kind of were just in a little rut there as a group. Just couldn't really get it kick-started, and I think he just provided something new. He came in with great energy, just the attitude he brings to the field every single day. And all of us just getting to talk to him. You know, he's been through a lot. He's been through a lot of experiences, regular season, playoffs. He's done it all. So he's just an awesome guy. And I think just his energy alone just picked us all up. And like you said, we kind of all rolled from there. So hopefully we can just get that going as early as we can this year.
We're talking to Kyle Hendricks on the Score. When you think about this rotation and the names, right, in some order, Lester, Hamels, Hendricks, Darvish, Quintana, have you thought about, I'm sure you have, if you guys all pitch up to your potential, what this rotation can do?
100%. You know, we were even thinking about that last year. So that's why, you know, we were kind of disappointed going through that run in the beginning of the season. But we take a lot of pride, you know, coming together as a group, pitching well, number one, but pitching deep into the games, kind of carrying the load for our team. So, you know, it's going to be definitely our focus at the start of the year. And if all of us get on the same page and start rolling, it could be very reminiscent of kind of how we were in 16 as a group, But we're excited to kind of get to work and see what we have.
Kyle, we had a lot of fun last year based on a report we saw on NBC Sports from the ballpark. Kelly Kroll was reporting on your history as a martial arts stallion. Illuminate us, and I don't doubt it. You're a tremendous athlete, and you're a fierce competitor, but you have a face of an accountant. You don't strike people as the kind of guy who would kick somebody's ass. Tell us about it.
No, and I really wouldn't. I still there's definitely a discrepancy there. So I was into it when I was young, when I was like 3 years old begging my parents if I could go join karate and start it, So as soon as I think you had to be four to actually start doing it. So as soon as I turned, I think it was the first thing I asked for after my birthday. I did get my black belt. I went through the whole process, but I was only 12 or 13 years old. So honestly, I think it taught me more about self-discipline in a way, just being that young and kind of going through those things. But no, I couldn't harm a spider or anything if it was in my house. I'm definitely not that kind of guy. So just to set that straight.
Well, we know you're not that kind. Because it led to a nice conversation about, like, if there was a Cubs battle royale, who would be the last man standing among all the teammates. And, if you were trained in karate, we were thinking it would be you, but we ultimately settled that it would be Wilson Contreras.
I would go with Willie all day, every day. I will not be making it very far in that tournament, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I would make Pedro Strop a good dark horse too. I think he could. I think he could do some damage. He seems to possess the Neanderthal gene.
100%, man. We got some big guys on this team. I'm just glad that Lackey isn't here anymore because he would be a part of it. I mean, John Lester, he's a huge dude. We got big guys around here. So trust me, I'm far down that list. That's all I know.
So what other? All right, black belt in karate. Awesome golfer, obviously wildly accomplished pitcher. Are you the guy that's just kind of good at everything that you pick up? Any game, any athletic achievement?
Maybe somewhat. Not really. I don't really do a whole lot outside, to just be honest with you. I'm pretty boring. Baseball is what I love. Baseball really is it. I was good at golf at a young age just because my dad was around it and in it. So I've been playing golf forever. So that's kind of my second thing. But other than that, basketball, not great. Hockey, anything else, not great at. Baseball is just my love, and it's the thing I followed. So I'm luckily I've had this opportunity and come through some ways.
Last thing with Kyle Hendricks from me. How would you describe the urgency, mood, however you want to characterize it, of this team for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I could say it's definitely a little bit different feel. Like it was just such a bad taste in our mouth the way we went out last year. We battled through a lot of things. And to come out 95 wins in the regular season is great. But, our focus is always on that postseason and making the postseason run. And so to go out that early really was not fun in the least for us. We don't like having that long off season. It's kind of been dragging on. So we're just really excited where we're at and the guys we have in this group. We have so much confidence in each other, and we're so close. So we're just really excited to get back on the baseball field, really, and start a new journey this year.
Kyle, thank you for the time. And the audience always loves hearing from you, man, and you make us smarter about baseball. So don't be a stranger to the show, all right? We'll see you in spring training.
All right. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Kyle. Take care, man.
That's Kyle Hendricks with us, McNeil and Parkins on the score. We'll see how they all carry it, but they've been in touch. It's a weird feeling being pissed about a 95 win season, but they are.
Yeah, you got to play 163 to dance, and then your dance lasts a day. You get a three hour postseason. Very very unsatisfying. I feel vindicated, and I imagine there's a lot of people out there who love the martial arts, who have long faces after hearing, excuse me, Kyle Hendricks admit he can't harm a fly. That was when he was 12. He is well down the list of Cubs guys when it comes to the fistic arts.
Well, and because, it was all the question that we just didn't have answered from the terrific Kelly Kroll with the report was it just the kata and, he knows the form of punches and kicks? Or did he really spar? Because if he sparred and got a black belt, that'll stay with you. But if you're just doing the routine, and it sounds like he was just doing the routines as a 11 and 12-year-old. And
right.
Couldn't harm a fly.
Yeah.
Karate.
Karate. Indeed. Two Kyles. Wow. Schwarber and Hendricks.
Schwarber thought we were going to ask him to, evaluate Cody Parkey.
Is that what that was about?
I think so. He said one play shouldn't define the season in his last answer.
I was...
That was weird.
He's an Ohio State guy, so I thought, man, does he think we're going to like grill him about Urban Meyer? Like, I really was curious what he was.
An Ohio State fan. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, Ohio State fan.
Yeah, okay, because he played at IU, right?
There was a signed in his locker last year. There's a signed Ohio State football helmet, from Urban Meyer to Kyle Schwarber, because he's from Ohio. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, Middletown, Ohio. Miles north of Cincy.
Yeah, he's from Ohio and went to Indiana. But so yeah, he's an Ohio State fan. And so I was like, man, I think we're gonna ask him about Urban Meyer, Cody Parkey. That was
because when I was asking the question, I heard him saying no.
We're not at Cubs convention to ask gotcha questions about other sports the Cubs play.
Yeah, I mean,
don't have much interest. It's feel good time.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, what do you always say about radio? One more day?
Yeah, stick around one more day when you think you've seen it all.
Bottom of the hour on the score, brought to you by the Wolves. It's rivalry weekend for the Chicago Wolves as they host Rockford Saturday night in an Illinois Lottery Cup game in Milwaukee Sunday afternoon. And for the 25th anniversary, parking is free. Courtesy of Kia, visit ChicagoWolves.com. We'll step aside, come back. We're hanging out until 6. Lawrence Holmes is going to be here also. So your Cubs convention coverage continues on the score all weekend long. It's McNeil and Parkins on the score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Today's our normal Friday, so it's supposed to be feel good, fast Friday.
I've had fun on this Friday.
Oh, it is a feel good, fast Friday with the music of the Stone Rollers from the Mick Taylor era as Dave Miskin and I celebrate today Mick's 70th birthday. Happy birthday, Mick, in the words of Harry Carey. So great to be here today. I've had a blast. The show has flown by, right?
That's usually a good sign.
Yeah, it is. And Shep didn't wind up with an empty golf cart today. He found a pair of Kyles to throw in his cart.
That's right. Kyle Schwarber and Kyle Hendricks.
They throw the Kyles at you.
Might have one more Cubs guest before we're out of here. We'll see. Lawrence Holmes, though, is going to be broadcasting right here from where the third floor of the Sheridan. So if you're at Cubs convention, come on by and see him. And the score is broadcasting all week. I know Zach Zaidman and Spiegel are doing a show on Sunday. Julie and Maggie have a show tomorrow. So the score will be doing shows all weekend long if you're at Cubs convention.
Yeah, and right now I'd like to give a fan of the British Invasion Mount Rushmore band The Who an opportunity to win a pair of tickets. Be the sixth caller right now on the contest line. That's 312-591-6700. 312-591-6700. If you are the sixth caller, you have copped a pair of tickets to see The Who, Slipkid, and all the other fine tracks. So many fine songs. They're playing May 21st at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Only saw The Who one time, and it was well after their golden era. It was 3 years ago, five rows back only at the United Center. The disappointment I had with it was the reason I want to go see The Who is Pete Townsend. He never moved. He was stage left the entire night. He never came over to our side of the stage. That is a first world problem of epic proportion. But
a problem nonetheless.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, had to knock that one out. How I missed them all those years, I have no idea.
Man.
No clue.
That is.
What am I thinking?
That is too bad, man.
That one got away in the bullpen.
I'm sorry to hear about that. By the way, if anyone is just joining us and didn't hear the news earlier, Wendell Carter Jr. out 8 to 12 weeks with a thumb ligament injury. He is scheduled for surgery. But as we're broadcasting live from Cubs Convention, really looking forward to talking to this guy again this season. He gave the Cubs a jolt that they needed badly and was a terrific pitcher, and all Cubs fans were thrilled to get him back for the 2019 season. Cole Hamels with us on the score. How's it going, Cole? Thanks for the time, man. Hey, Cole, you there? We appreciate you coming on with us.
No, I'm there. Sorry about that. I had a little headphone problem. Couldn't get it on. Doing well. How about you guys?
Well, we're doing great.
Don't get hurt putting on headphones. Don't do a Brandon Morrow on us before you guys even get through the first day of the convention.
Anyone can get hurt putting on pants, Mac. It could happen to anybody.
Yeah, as long as the airplane lands safely and you're not getting any wrecks in the ice and the snow, I understand.
Yeah.
You really relaxed your the mates in your starting rotation last year who were scuffling when you came on board. And Kyle Hendricks was just with us a few minutes back and talked about the difference you made, how you guys, the rest of the staff just sort of followed your lead. Did you have any idea that was coming after the struggles in Texas that had preceded your arrival here?
No. I mean, obviously I was trying to correct everything I could before I came over because I do understand when you do get traded, there's a lot of eyes on you. And, but at the same time, I've played in some pretty tough situations, tough cities, and, some big-time games. And so I think it's just you just kind of try to get into a comfort zone and just keep your confidence, maintain your work ethic, and things then just kind of fall into suit. And I think that's really what happened. To be able to see everybody else, be able to, bounce off that, and we were able to kind of feed off each other. That definitely helps, and I think that's what I'm so excited about is to actually have a full season with these guys, especially through spring training. Just because I think in spring training that's when you really get to grow as a pitching staff, as a unit. You get to know guys, you push each other, you have a lot of fun, and then it is. I think you raise the level when you have that type of time together and going into the season. And I've been on some pretty impressive pitching staffs in my career, but this is definitely one of those. And so I'm excited to see what we're going to be able to do and accomplish because, I know there's a lot at stake. This is a really tough division now with what the rest of those teams have been doing. For us to be able to come together as a good unit, we're going to need each other to be able to beat these really good teams and obviously go out there and accomplish our goal, which is to win the World Series.
What do you think this rotation, which just has marquee name after marquee name, if you guys all pitch to your potential, what do you think the rotation can accomplish?
I think a lot of it really has to do with health. I mean, if you look at a lot of our track records, when we stay healthy, we all of us are making every start. We're pitching 200-plus innings. Guys are capable of striking out 200 guys. I mean, those are big numbers. In the sort of stats realm that really kind of identifies, that sort of ace caliber type of pitcher. And if you can mix in about 4 to 5 guys that have that type of caliber, that right there it says, enough. So I think, to be able to do that and obviously win a lot of ball games, that really helps alleviate tension on the offense. And I think really just takes over because now you're coming out to watch a really good pitching matchup. And then the offense will do their thing. And I think it just is an enjoyable moment for a team.
Cole, I want to ask you about the concept of a pitcher going through an extended slump. And in particular, not being able to throw strikes. Tyler Chatwood did something last year that's really a pretty remarkable thing. He gets lifted from the rotation early in August when he's leading the bigs in walks. I think he threw 5 innings the last 5 weeks of the season, and he hung on to his title. You ever had a stretch in your career where no matter what you tried, you couldn't find the plate with a search party?
Yeah, normally it happens in spring training. it's a tough thing, I think, for any athlete to go through is we expect the best out of each other, out of ourselves. We've always obviously been at the top of our game. Wherever we've been at each level, and sometimes you do hit certain ruts in your career, but I think it's a learning lesson, and I think it's a challenge that I think all of us sometimes need to make us better. So I think that's something that I've seen Tyler and his work ethic, and he's a guy that I'm looking forward to being able to be around in spring training and to see what he's going to be able to do, because he's got tremendous work ethic and I think he's got that desire to be successful. So I think that's something that we really have to look forward to this year and something of a good learning lesson for him and the growth of us as a player for what happened last year.
Cole, how did you become a leader and where do you attribute your leadership qualities to? Because a lot of veterans and young guys on that team will name you when they talk about leaders on the Cubs, and you haven't been here very long.
I think it's just accountability. I mean, your track record, obviously, how you can play will stand up to anything. But it's, when you're not playing well, when you can't hide behind your successful games, who you are as a person, the values that you hold, and obviously being true to everybody You know, I've just learned. I've had a lot of really good mentors in my career that I've been able to kind of look up to, and I think just try to pick their brains and obviously observe how they've done things. But, you know, deep inside of you, sometimes you just have something and you have to let it out. But I think honesty is always the biggest answer to anything in trying to help people out and to not be afraid to, you know, put yourself out there in a sense. But encouragement and respect will obviously, you know, follow suit. And I think it's just going out there and making sure that everybody knows what their job is, you know, not really letting guys slide by and, you know, really encouraging them to be a better version of themselves every day.
What is it about being a Chicago Cub that's remarkably different than being with another organization?
Now that they've won, I don't know what else to say sometimes. It's, you know, I've known, you know, the Cubs as a kid. I would come home from school, couldn't wait to, you know, turn on WGN and watch the Cubs play. You know, I was good friends with Mark Pryor, so, you know, rooted him on in his career, worked out with him in the offseason, so he would always tell me about Chicago. It's just a tremendous place to play. This, you know, the history at Wrigley Field, the day games. You know, to actually be a part of, you know, that special place. This organization, the ownership has been outstanding. They really do things first class. So it's just great to, you know, to be a part of that, be fortunate to be a part of it in my career. And really now to be able to do it for a whole season, looking forward to seeing what we can accomplish and obviously getting to the postseason.
Well, Cole, thank you very much for the time. I know you're busy, and we look forward to seeing you in spring training and talking to you periodically throughout the year. Our audience loved it. Thank you very much for the time.
No, anytime, guys. It's great to be here.
Thanks, Cole. Have a great weekend.
That's Cole Hamels with us. So nice job by Shep upstairs.
Oh, he killed it.
Kyle Schwarber, Kyle Hendricks, and Cole Hamels. It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is swing. Text swing, S-W-I-N-G, to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is swing to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply.
Yeah, that mocking Shep, man. Boy, I look silly. I was betting against him. I, you know, the guess, he gets three current players. A golf cart? No, hardly an empty golf cart. He'd need the golf maintenance cart that has a back seat and room for three current members of the Cubs.
That's our guy.
That's getting it done. Nicky can enjoy his meal that's on Mitch tonight as Mitch treats the production staff to a fine dinner down the street.
Mitch just turned around like, what, you saying my name?
Oh,
just nice things.
His antenna are up, yeah.
Just nice things. Sure, yeah. Always nice things.
I apologize to him for something really silly a little while ago. I was walking too fast. You ever see him walk? Yeah, there's a reason there's a phrase, the mini shuffle. That guy flies. He just, because we got 4 minutes to go out and have half a smoke and come back. Mitch, I apologize. I'm walking so fast. He goes, I can keep up with you. Yeah, I remember you. I know you. I know you.
He's going to book us that house with the Lazy River, Mac.
Oh, it's going to be great.
We got to keep him on our good side.
Yeah, had a great time today. Thanks, Parkins. Congratulations one last time on new deal here at the Score. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You're a man about town, a Muskie show, a Hawks game, friends from Canada, championship Sunday.
It's you know what? Pinch me.
It's Dan McNeil's world. We're all just living in it. I'm happy to be in
Dan McNeil had Dave Miska ticket today.
That's right.
That delights me. Thanks for engineering us, buddy.
Any postscript on anything that you wanted to get in as we just had another minute?
Quickly, for those of you who might have heard my conversation yesterday about the texter who told me, felt compelled to tell me that he picked me in the Celebrity Deadpool, I responded to it yesterday on the air. 5:30 is the time I talked about it. You can find it on the podcast, and I posted on Facebook about it. I wrote a column on Facebook late last night. Just, I want to thank all of the hundreds of people who have reached out. I'm fine. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
It was very powerful stuff on the air and online, and we love you, buddy. We do.
Love you back. We'll see how long this lasts.
Well, yeah, of course, obviously.
Phase A, still in progress.
I'll see you Monday. Brian Gerge did the video. Dave Miska, we appreciate it. The entire Score Promotions team is out here with Cubs Convention. Lawrence Holmes is coming up next, but of course the Score is at Cubs Convention all weekend long. Chris Tannehill, Chris Dickens, Nick Shepkowski, Shane Reardon, and if I'm forgetting anyone, I truly apologize. He's Dan McNeil. I'm Danny Parkins. We are McNeil and Parkins. This is The Score.
right, guys. I've got a lot of things to do today. Talk to you next week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.